Welcome back, everybody. It's your time to ed up on the EdUp Experience podcast, where we make education your business. This is Dr. Joe Sallustio winding down here at day one. I've got this episode with my esteemed guest and one more maybe, depending on what juice I have left in the tank, if you will. The cocktail hour is coming up, and I would like to make that that cocktail hour, or at least half hour if it comes to it. But these conversations are too important to skip when we have a guest who wants to talk about what's going on in higher education. Today, we've got one with us. And before I introduce him, I'll remind everybody we're here recording episodes at Insights EDU conference put on by Education Dynamics, all about marketing and enrollment in higher education. It's a conference you don't want to miss. If you missed it this year, you don't want to miss it next year. One person that's not missing it this year is my guest. Here he is. He's Brian Curtin. He's president at Cantab Strategy. What's going on, Brian? How are you?
Doing great, Joe. How are you?
I am doing very well. I'm happy to get you at the end of the day here as we get to talk more about higher ed. Tell me about Cantab Strategy. What do you do and how do you do it?
So I work with organizations to help them with their marketing and their strategy, from developing the marketing strategy, implementation, how they're set up internally, externally, whatever it is they need.
What do we need, Brian? What do we need? Where are we falling down in higher ed marketing?
Well, the good news is higher education marketing is getting better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what everybody should be striving to achieve is a marketing strategy that's end-to-end. From the time before a prospective student even hears about the organization, all the way to they inquire the institution, hopefully they enroll through the student process, and even as an alumni. You know, organizations, particularly higher ed institutions, really need to focus on what is it that we represent, what are we offering, and getting that sort of brand promise throughout the whole marketing, not only the marketing process, but the experience with the actual institution.
Is the brand promise missing? Are we doing a, because I always talk about the repackaging of higher ed. We need to get better at marketing what we do, which is why the value, I think, has been, there's been the ROI piece, but all of a sudden the value of a degree is not there. And we don't do enough to say what the value is, in my opinion. So there's a repackaging, I think, that has to happen, right?
Oh, there's absolutely, right now, there's a big push against what is the value of the higher education. And I was talking about this in a session earlier today where the institutions and the industry as a whole need to get together and treat this as a crisis response.
Yeah.
You know, to really proactively take it head on and say, this is what is the value of a higher education. And, you know, it's a little bit easier for the pre-career programs, be that business, computer, tech, healthcare. But even with the humanities, there's the opportunity for them to talk about not only what they contribute to the education, but society as a whole. They're valuable institutions.
And I want to go back to my original question, which is the strategy itself. Do you think that higher ed, because let me ask it a different way. There are many institutions that have been focused on a traditional learner.
Right.
And all of a sudden, to get my enrollment up, I need to focus on the adult online learner. And so I'm just going to start marketing to them. It's pretty easy. And just start talking. But it's not.
No.
How do you shift? What do you need to do? How can you balance? There's only so much shelf space. It's strategy. It's vision. All these things.
You need to develop what your value proposition is. You know, and the key word is the unique value proposition. Now, it's very rare that actually what a unique value proposition leaps up and says, this is why we're totally different.
Yeah.
You know, what you have to do is look at the institution, look at the students you have, look at the prospective students, look at the faculty, the staff, the alumni, see what the reviews are about their institution and pull those things out that make that institution special. And when you kind of weave those pieces together into a narrative, that becomes your value proposition that you can talk about. Is it 100% different than everyone else? No. But it's different enough that that's what you can talk about and hang your hat on.
Yeah.
So that you're creating something within your marketing message that's not, hey, we're a school, come to us. Now you're giving them a reason of why should we come to you.
We're a school, come to us is the old, when you build it, they will come philosophy. I'll say to my team, we can build it and no one will come. They are going to come. We got to go get them.
That's right.
Yeah. Marketing is an art. There's scientific parts to it, but it's an art. It's emotional. It's empathetic. You have to connect. You have to have frequency. So that's where the science comes in, and you have to have important messaging and call to actions. And there's a sophistication that comes with good marketing strategy. When you go in and you consult, how do you get started? Like, what does it look like? Do you do an assessment of some kind? Like, how do you even get going?
Yeah, it's an assessment process that involves a lot of questioning of not only the marketing team, questioning of the leadership team outside of marketing, from the head of the institution, and then those sort of marketing adjacent areas, not only enrollment, but the legal side, the finance side, compliance, talking to their external partners that they work with, talking to the agencies as well as the media partners, taking a deep look at what they're doing with their marketing, the content, the website, where they're placing their messages, what their messaging is.
Website's kind of important in all this, isn't it?
The website is, it's huge.
Yeah.
You know, and that can be a great boon to an organization, but if they haven't invested their time in building a quality website that really speaks to what the prospective students want to know, and not treating it as, hey, you're on a website, you know, give us your information so we can just keep asking you to enroll. It has to be that repository for them to get the information they're looking for easily.
Do you ever go in and do a consulting and a gig, and you get everything in place, you talk about all the inefficiency, and then you look at the website and go, well, I don't know if I can help you guys. You got to redo your whole website.
Certainly, they're changing the website can be a big part of it. And if they're not willing to make the changes, it makes it much more difficult. But, you know, the clients that I work with, they want to do what's right. They want to make the changes. And so although it's not an overnight process, they are saying, okay, we understand what you're saying. We've built out this strategy. This is what we need to change. For example, the website team would love to tell you that, hey, we're doing great because we're getting more clicks. But that doesn't turn into more students. So let's look at it and focus on, well, those people who do become students, what are they clicking on? And let's optimize the website
to get heat mapping.
Exactly. Right? Get more clicks from the right people, which may be less clicks overall, but it'll help you with the student.
Do you do like user experience testing to find out like where people are going, what they're clicking on, how they're navigating a website? Because you can get them there. You can have great effective marketing and get them there. And then you're going to have a click out rates, and you're going to have, you know, you're going to have short sessions. And, you know, if somebody can't navigate it appropriately, you've then wasted all your money to get in there, right? They're going somewhere else.
I will work with my clients and their website partner to make sure those things are happening. I'm not the one actually doing it. And if they don't, you know, if they don't have that external partner, we'll identify that as a gap, and we need to get them the right expertise to help them with the actual testing and the constant evolution of their website and getting it to the right place.
How do I know if I need marketing consulting? How do I even know? Like, how am I sure that?
There's a couple of questions that are usually looming in your head. One is, you know, we're spending a lot of money. Results, I'm not sure we're getting the return. They're not getting any better. I'm getting a lot of leads. I'm getting more leads than I got before, but I'm not getting more students. I just have this nagging thought in my mind that maybe we're missing something. We haven't taken
maybe
a look in a while.
Just a little bit better.
Yeah. So that's why it starts with the assessment, because it's let's take a look at what you're doing. Let's see why you're doing it. Let's see maybe what you're not doing that might be additive to the situation. And let's kind of build that plan out and get it bought in. And one of the key pieces is getting all aspects of the organization. Marketing extends far beyond just the marketing team. Everybody in that organization is responsible for the marketing.
Truth.
And marketing needs to lead that conversation to get all aspects of the organization on the same page about these are our messaging, this is our brand promise, and this is how we should deliver it. Now, as I lead the conversation, not dictate the conversation, because you got to get that buy-in from the other pieces.
How do we get in touch with you if we need marketing consulting?
Best way to get in touch with me is via email. bcurtin@cantabstrategy.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it here from Brian Curtin, all about marketing. Brian, what makes this a successful conference from you? What do you hope to take away on your way home to wherever you live? You go, you know what? This one was worth it.
This is my second year coming to EDU Insights. And what brought me back to it is there's great data and insights presented. The Education Dynamics team does a wonderful job of letting us know what's going on out in the marketplace, what trends they're seeing, and they've been doing it over a period of years.
Yeah.
And already just in day one, there've been some great stuff presented.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can contact Brian if you need higher ed marketing consulting. I know that he will be there and provide you great service. Brian, thanks for being on the podcast today. We appreciate it.
Joe, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Great time.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just ed upped.